So a couple of hours ago, it's following the plan that we've seen before in conference realignment. Texas and Oklahoma have requested to join the SEC in 2025. The SEC will discuss it on Thursday. You're not waiting until 2025. I know that's when the rights are out. Write a big old check and get out of the Big 12. Why wait that long? You are just prolonging the divorce. If you need an example of what it's like to be a lame duck in a conference, just call Lincoln, Nebraska and talk to Nebraska folks about the last year in the Big 12. I know technically we're not available until then, but we know that when Oklahoma comes to play in Lincoln next year, they're going to be a member of the Southeastern Conference. As this unfolds and all of the discussion now for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday through the weekend, yesterday, and there will be more today, and this is not going to go away for a while because the next domino is going to fall, if it does. What if there was no leak by Texas A&M, who, interestingly, has become very quiet? Remember when Texas A&M leaked this, and then they were so upset? Ask a rich guy if he has enough money. Find a rich guy, ask him if they have enough money. Texas A&M is a rich guy. Ask them if they have enough money. No, they do not. Did Greg Sankey let Texas A&M for one day have a beef, rattle their saber? And then he said, time to shut up because I'm going to show you some financials. You're going to be okay. I know you leaked it. You had your day. Now, reverse, go with the PR. Can't wait to play this kind of competition. Isn't that happening? That's kind of how we've seen it unfold. But if there was no leak of this last week at the SEC Media Days, and this came out of the blue, let's say yesterday, what the reaction would be like? Just out of the blue, Oklahoma and Texas have requested to join the SEC. But we've had some time to digest this. And some conferences are probably further than others trying to figure out all of this. Some conferences are making sure that they didn't get caught with their pants down, like the Big 12 did, and the ugliness that has come from it, and a conference that is going to have eight sitting here telling you, don't panic, we're going to be okay. Bill Snyder, Jamie Pollard at Iowa State. Listen, you're not going to be okay. You're not going to be okay if you're in the Big 12. I worry for Kansas State. Kansas State is screwed. Who wants Kansas State? Kansas State is an egg school in the middle of nowhere with no national championships in college football. Now, they've got these beautiful facilities. What they have done with their football facilities for their fans and their players is really, really good. But Kansas State, who wants Kansas State? The Big 12 needs to stay together. But we know how this works in these situations. It's every man for himself. You need to always be looking out for yourself. Nebraska did it, and they did it the right way. Everybody should be looking out for themselves, unless you trust your leadership. Well, we've just seen two teams that have said to the Big 12, we don't trust the leadership here. Why should you? But just to add another example of why Kansas State is screwed. Those Wildcatters, what are you going to do? The Big Ten doesn't want you. The Big Ten would be stooping down to add Kansas State. The Pac-12 would go, really? The AAC might say, okay. But the Big 12 loses two schools, and just to add that it's a huge loss. Remember, TV money is everything. It is everything. That's how sponsors reach their customers, is through TV, streaming, and they like brands. Brands are better than TV boxes. We're not in the Jim Delaney of 6, 7, 8 years ago. We are into brands. Brands sell. Let me just go back to $22 million. An additional $22 million that Texas and Oklahoma would get. TV drives everything. 18-19 television ratings in the Big 12. On average, Oklahoma, 18-19, when their football games are on TV, 3.76 million people watched Oklahoma football. Texas, who has more money than God, which is not easy to do, but Texas does. But they're also this fake bully, and they're going to get what they deserve. 3.2 million people watch Texas football, 18-19. The rest of the conference, on average, 886,000. It's a bad look on leadership when you reverse course and you're desperate and we'll give Oklahoma and Texas 1.5 shares. Well, it makes sense. Look at the power they have in the Big 12. And now look at the rest of the conference that is sitting at 8 thinking they can get to 12. And it should be every man for himself. But I look at Kansas State. See, I think Kansas will be okay. Now, Kansas would like to be further along in football. They hired the right guy, finally. They've got basketball, but is basketball enough to attract some suitors? Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC not only enhances football, but it also makes it a great, if not the greatest, basketball conference out there. And we haven't even gotten to what baseball will be like. Think about Texas going in to play Mississippi State in a weekend series. But does the Big 12, with two behemoths in football that draw eyeballs leaving, do they say, we're just going to be a basketball conference? Did we forget that the national champion in men's basketball is in the Big 12? KU is pretty good. It's a really good men's basketball conference. Now, Texas all of a sudden has risen up with Chris Beard as their new head coach, and they're going to be a preseason top five. And Oklahoma with Porter Mosier, he's going to continue to do what Lon Kruger has done. But the Big 12 is a basketball conference, and they've got a basketball tournament that a city loves in Kansas City. Boy, if I'm the mayor of Kansas City, I'm really, really worried. Because if the Big 12 breaks apart, there is no guarantee that I will ever get back a conference tournament. And if you've ever been to the Big 12 basketball tournament at now the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City, right on the edge of the Power and Light District, it's great. People from around here still go to the Big 12 men's basketball tournament in Kansas City because it's such a great event. But where does the Big 12 turn when you've lost two behemoths? Do they turn away from football and say, can we do it with basketball? Because they've got a great basketball conference. Can the hoops survive, or does it always have to be prominence in football? Well, maybe we ought to ask the Pac-12. But in this case, could the Big 12 survive just on basketball? And the strength being basketball and football being okay? Or is those numbers I gave you about TV ratings and how many eyeballs are on Oklahoma and Texas tell you that the league is in trouble? Now, I don't have the numbers for men's basketball, but I would think that KU basketball draws pretty well. Now, men's college basketball is not drawing the same as college football. But KU has to be, every time they're on TV, what are we talking, 500,000, 600,000 people are watching KU play? So while I bring up these big numbers of television, and it's about television, it's about the Benjamins, the Big Ten now is in the equation because the Big Ten's TV deal is up in 2023. Are you nervous if you're the Big Ten? Well, what are you doing? You've got a strike against you. I'll explain what that strike is. And you've got one phone call to make while all of this is going on to see where the Big Ten is going. I'll explain when we come back. 11:17, Robin Wash, Tom Chattel, stop by on a Tuesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. Mike DeVille in for George on 1620 The Zone.